March 20, ready for ruin. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. Look at the cross of Calvary. It is a standing pledge of the boundless love, the measureless mercy of the Heavenly Father. Oh, that all might repent and do their first works. When the churches do this, they will love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not vex Ephraim. Divisions will then be healed. The harsh sounds of strife will no more be heard in the borders of Israel. Through the grace freely given them of God, all will seek to answer the prayer of Christ, that his disciples should be one, even as he and the Father are one. Peace, love, mercy, and benevolence will be the abiding principle of the soul. The love of Christ will be the theme of every tongue, and it will no more be said by the true witness, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love, Revelation 2:4. The people of God will be abiding in Christ. The love of Jesus will be revealed, and one Spirit will animate all hearts, regenerating and renewing all in the image of Christ, fashioning all hearts alike. As living branches of the true vine, all will be united to Christ, the living head. Christ will abide in every heart, guiding, comforting, sanctifying, and presenting to the world the unity of the followers of Jesus, thus bearing testimony that the heavenly credentials are supplied to the remnant church. In the oneness of Christ's church, it will be proved that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Works will not buy for us an entrance into heaven. The one great offering that has been made is ample for all who will believe. The love of Christ will animate the believer with new life. He who drinks from the water of the fountain of life will be filled with the new wine of the kingdom. Faith in Christ will be the means whereby the right spirit and motive will actuate the believer, and all goodness and heavenly mindedness will proceed from him who looks unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. Look up to God, look not to men. God is your heavenly Father, who is willing patiently to bear with your infirmities and to forgive and heal them. Review and Herald, March 20, 1894.